John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Tonight for one show and then two on Saturday, on Friday and Saturday, rather, at 7:30 and 9:45. This woman will be at Punchline of Philadelphia. You can always get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Vicki Barbalak is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Philadelphia. I always wanted to say that.
Usually you have to, like, stand like, good morning, Philadelphia.
It's too early for all that.
Okay.
But it's great to be here. What a beautiful day.
Now, where are you? Where are you from?
I was born in Illinois, but left there when I was one because I didn't like it. And I've lived in California ever since.
I live
in Oceanside by Camp Pendleton Marine Base. That's why I'm so happy to be here at the birthplace of the MC.
And probably a lot of people know you from America's Got Talent.
Yeah, that's right. It.
How long did you last on the show?
I got it to like sixth in the finals.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty damn good.
And then I put on my bathing suit and then was asked to leave. I thought, you know, that was a good idea. It was a risk and it was a bad one. But, you know, it doesn't matter because, like, getting to the sixth, I mean, like, still 40 million eyes are on you.
Yeah.
And I was, sitting in my trailer, you know, doing nothing. And then all of a sudden, boom, you know, after 20 years in doing stand up now. You know, it's just a whole different game, so everyone knows you. And
now who was, like, your support? Was Howie your support?
Howie was great, but truly Simon was the man. I mean, he
really,
yeah, he really was supportive from the very beginning. And now, I mean, and now I'm, like, on Simon's team now. I mean, so he's doing some stuff for me that I can't believe. I mean,
wow,
well, that's private. But anyway, but also, I don't want, his wife is so touchy. But, so it's great what he's come through. So yeah.
Now this is your first time on the show. We know really very little about you other than you were on America's Got Talent. All right, are you married?
I'm currently married to my favorite husband so far.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's a piano player at the Comedy Store.
Oh, really?
So okay. He's a real fun guy.
Uh-huh.
And but you know.
So it's nice that you broke out of your own realm and found somebody who does something different. Piano player at a comedy store. Because you could have gone with waiter.
Yeah, and I did that before. And a Walmart greeter. And he had me at hello. He was one of my favorite husbands as well. I just couldn't hold on to him. You can't hold on to a Walmart man.
Why not?
It's like the rock and roll song. You know, they meet a lot of people. hello. Oh, I like her. And then he was gone. So.
Children?
I got two daughters.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And one of them's married to this Marine over here.
Okay.
It's why we're here. I thought
he was your bodyguard.
I know. He looks like security.
He's a large man.
Like, I need security. But yeah. Two daughters, and they live in Oceanside right by me.
Okay. So, and let me get this straight. He came on this trip with you because he wants to see a house.
Basically. Exactly. The house where the Marines were born and a tavern, a certain tavern.
Oh, yeah, there's a tavern as well.
Super cool.
All right. So,
I love Philadelphia. I was here once.
Really?
Yeah, my daughter was touring Penn. This is our trailer we are. We're on a tour of Penn because the one is real smart at math.
Mm-hmm.
So they flew us, she took me with her, and we went to these, East Coast fancy colleges. We're at Penn. We're walking around. Lily goes, what's all the ivy on the buildings for, Mom? I go, I don't know. She goes, you think it's an Ivy school? I go, maybe it is Ivy League school. That's how trailer we are.
I just realized, are you wearing wine corks as earrings?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's awesome. How did you see underneath that?
It's on my website, VickiBarbalakComedy.com. My neighbor Carol, who is on the show in the curler, she makes these, hand paints them. Yeah, and she certainly can use the money.
That's intense.
So,
was she in a trailer also?
She lives around the corner from me in my trailer park, yeah.
Do you really live in a trailer park?
Do I not look like I live in a trailer park?
She's wearing pink camo, John.
She's wearing pink camo. That does say trailer park.
It was on my house, on the show America's Got Talent. They came out and filmed at my house a few times with my neighbors and everything and my friends. And people go, is that really... your trailer park. I'm like, do you think they like built a trailer park to be on America's Got Talent? Of course it's my trailer park. I'm very proud of it.
I'll give you an idea what an idiot I am. Down at the Jersey Shore, all right, you know, if you're going to get a house at the Jersey Shore, you go down there like in the winter looking for some place to rent or buy, whatever you're going to do. And this is in Strathmere, there's this big trailer park, right? Well, in the winter, nobody's there. You know, it's for people who are literally traveling with travelers, and they'll park there. Right? And as I'm going by, I turn to my wife and I go, oh, look, they tore down the trailer park.
They tore it down. wrong.
You idiot.
So America's Got Talent, they're British producers, so they kept telling me to bring my house to Hollywood. Would you bring your house to Hollywood? I'm like, it's a double wide. I sent him a photograph. Oh, okay. And the next week, I swear to God, could you bring your house? I'm like, I sent you the picture. I have sewage connected. Could you bring a small version of your house then?
So I'll bring
half of your house.
It's on bricks right now. I can bring you a tire.
Pretty much that would be all right. All right. Could you bring some tires?
So what do you like? What do you like doing beyond comedy? What else is like a major thing in your life?
Drinking.
Okay. Yeah. And, hence the cork earrings. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Drinking and I kayak. I'm a kayaker.
You're a kayaker.
Yeah.
Right.
I kayak anywhere I can go.
Really?
Like, now on the tour, I'll get to kayak other places here, like rivers. But at home, I kayak in the ocean.
Okay.
There's a harbor, and I just kayak.
You're serious?
Yeah.
Scream kayak.
I have a big kayak. Can you imagine the draw? This butt makes my kayak is a big old kayak.
Pardon me for saying this, but I have to just explain this to people. If you've never seen Vicky on TV, she's a woman of size.
Stature.
I'd
say more curvy, though.
Curvy, right. Oh, yeah.
Right. You like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. It's not
bouncy, bouncy.
It's
not Bruce in here.
No, it's not Bruce. No.
I could still fit in an airline seat without an extension. That's my limit, actually.
That's it?
That's my only thing.
Do you ever get crap from people when they see you coming into the aisle and they're just going like, oh, no, not center, seat?
What I do is I recommend this to everyone, but just your listeners, and don't tell anyone else. When you're on, like, Southwest, you sit there with the plane seat next to you, right? First of all, you can wear the masks. Okay, that's an easy one. But the other one is you just bang on the seat next to you, like, sit here! Sit here! Sit here! Sit here! That's what I do. If being fat isn't enough, come on! Sit here!
Vicky Barbalock is going to be appearing tonight and Friday and Saturday at Punchline of Philadelphia or Punchline Philly. And you can get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. It was so nice to meet you. Thank you so much for having me, John.
Thank you so much, you guys. You're so welcome.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.